welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I know that I have been MIA because there has been some shit going down behind the scenes. I think first, it's kind of like when you go to the gym and you get sick once and then you're like, oh yeah, and then you like forget to go to the gym for like a whole year. That was kind of my situation, but for the podcast. So I had a fever and then I was like, I can't post anything because I'm sick and disgusting, and I was like on a roll with all my podcast episodes and stuff like that. And then when I actually like got the strength and the will to record another podcast, I actually ended up being really kind of upset with the quality of it, and I kind of had to make a lot of changes, and I didn't feel like uploading it anymore, and also because I may or may not have had some sensitive information there that I may have to edit out. So I don't know if this podcast will come before the edited version of that, or if I will even post it, or if it'll come after. But just so you know, if it's like some listeners that don't follow me on Instagram, now you know why I was gone. So this will be kind of like a stream of consciousness, and so first and foremost, I have gone back to therapy, and that is something I did during the summer of the year when I still lived in Stockholm, so like a year ago maybe. And then since it's with the state, they have like a certain amount of sessions that you can have, and then they have to like let you go. So I honestly just didn't feel like I grew that much with that therapist because we just weren't the right fit for each other. And I know they always tell you, like, in the beginning, like, if our personalities don't mix, like, feel free to tell me and we'll solve it. I won't take offense to it. But I'm always, like, too nice. So I just accept, like, therapists that maybe, like, I don't click with. So I didn't really have a lot of growth. And I went there to talk about my trauma in my ex-relationship. And I just never opened up. And I realized how like much of a like defensive front I put on for this therapist, because I think she just didn't make me feel very comfortable. But now I have a new therapist. I've seen her twice. She's so fun, so great. She's more talkative, so that's also what makes me kind of feel comfortable, because I'm kind of a person who needs validation, and like what I'm saying is okay, and like what I went through is okay, or not okay, but like it shouldn't have happened to me, and like all this stuff. Like I kind of need someone to give me feedback and not just be like, so how do you feel about that? What do you think that's about? And it's just like, can you just tell me? Like that's why I'm here. So I've been going, mostly been just talking about my childhood this time and like my behavior patterns and how I can change them and stuff like that. I don't know if I'm ready to share that yet since it's a process. But hopefully for season two of this podcast in the new year of 2020, I can have more of a discussion with you guys when I feel like I've healed more as a person through therapy, and when I have like kind of a conscious understanding of all these things. Because I do know that a lot of people, I have said things on my Instagram stories before, and I know a lot of people really rely on me to like to relate to my stories. And like when I started my podcast, people were like, oh my God, like so many people are going to be so thankful that you say this, this, and this, or like some of my friends that know stuff. Yeah, just that I will, you know, help people, or like the things I've gone through will be helpful for other people to learn from, which I understand. But also there has to be some level of respect of like, I'm a human being, not because I'm like a famous fucking influencer bitch or anything, but just like I kind of am still dealing with all this stuff, even if I gradually start talking about it online and things like that. A lot of it involves my family and my past friendships, and there's just a lot of other people involved, basically. But yeah, so I'm going to therapy. I'm doing well. I'm trying to take care of my body more, because it's like, if you're not feeling really great mentally, you can like trick your body by physically feeling good. So I've been trying to like work out and eat well and take a lot of baths and just like have some face masks, like trick your body into feeling like it's relaxed, but it's like your mind isn't relaxed, if that makes sense. Yeah, man. So I feel really good about myself. I've been more social. We hang out with my friends again. I don't really remember a time where I have been the social, except for when I was like 12 to 16 maybe, and then I think I became more introverted and more guarded as a result of things that happened to me. But now I feel really good about my social life and really good about my friends, and I feel good that I want company and that I'm not like forcing myself to like be an extrovert. It doesn't feel forced. It's just like, I want to be with my friends. And that's never really been natural for me. So yeah, that, and I went off my sleeping medication. So I am thriving, honestly. I'm doing really well. And now I'm going to be with my family the whole weekend. And the weekend before this, I was with one of my childhood friends from the States. Mina, if you're listening to this, hello. I know you don't listen to podcasts, but so she was here and I was in Venice and it was very cute. So I've been feeling very good, very nostalgic, very safe. Other than that, sis, we have some tea for today, and that is my big ass Instagram story surrounding people going to the ASAP Rocky concert in Sweden. And as you know, I did a podcast episode, it was like podcast episode number 4 or something, about ASAP Rocky, and me and my boyfriend talked about that because it was just so ridiculous when it happened. So if you want like some context, you can go listen to that podcast. But yeah, I was just very surprised with like people around me basically that went to this concert, because ASAP Rocky, after he basically shit on Sweden as a whole nation, made the president of America, Donald Trump, threaten our trade if we didn't release him, our trade with them, with the US, and he doesn't stand for the Black Lives Matter movement. He has repeatedly said that he doesn't care about poor people or what happened in Ferguson and stuff like that because he doesn't live there and he's rich. And it's kind of like an O.J. Simpson vibe of like, he, like ASAP Rocky has just been around rich white people for so long that I just, like a lot of people from the Black Lives Matter community have said this and said like, oh, but he doesn't care about black people anymore because it's an O.J. thing. I just like can't stand by him because I think this whole thing is a publicity stunt. And I know a lot of my friends think the same thing because it's very strange where he's like, I thank you to all, I'm having this concert for all my like Swedish supporters that stood by me the whole time. And it's like, bro, everyone was fucking making fun of you literally the whole time you were in jail because you were complaining about it being inhumane conditions, but it looks like a fucking Holiday Inn or like a Scandic, and then you have a 3-course meal for dinner. It's like, sis. And also you were in prison, or not in prison, in jail literally because you were a flight risk. Yeah, it was just super strange. And then there was this thing that went viral where he was like, people from the slums, come and see my like concert for free, I don't even care, or like come hang out or something. It was like on his Snapchat or his Insta story or something. And then several people in my community, and let me tell you, I did not grow up in the slums. We don't really have slums, I guess it's not a thing, but I grew up in a fucking upper middle class or like middle class area. Where people were even richer. Like, my mom's a preschool teacher, you know what I mean? Like, I live there because, like, my parents divorced and my dad had money and then my mom lives there. Like, it's super weird. So, like, I'm already not in, like, the socioeconomic, like, place where these people are that are making these comments. And then they're like, LOL, does, like, Danderyd count as the hood? Or, like, does Bromma count as the hood? Does Lidingö count as the... And it's, like, all these places in Sweden... or in Stockholm, are literally probably the most well-off suburbs in the whole city. So I thought it was pretty gross. That's the first part of people comparing their upper middle-class suburbs to slums. And then I was just kind of like, bruh, like, why are even people going? Because I saw people that had bought tickets to his concert. And I understand that there's an argument of, like, separating the artist from the music, the craft, the art. But there's just certain situations where I can't fucking do that. It's like, if you threaten a whole nation because you did something wrong and you beat up a person that is seeking asylum here, it's like, people kept talking about like racial issues surrounding the police and stuff like that. It's like, dude, the people that he beat up are even more marginalized than him. They were like Afghani asylum seekers. And I'm just like, you can't, like, I'm sorry. Ugh. He's like, thank you, my Swedish angel babies, for supporting me. It's like, you and all of your rapper friends said you would never come back here because of the way we treated you. And now everyone's like, oh my God, like I can go for free. I live in like an upper middle class area though. Does that count? And people are kissing his ass. So obviously you might have figured out that the intro to the song sounds literally exactly the same. It's just that I double checked. Apparently ASAP was not on this track. But this intro song is called Lovesick. It is originally by Muramasa, but this is a remix I found on SoundCloud because I really like it. It was one of my favorite songs. And after the whole ASAP thing broke out, I stopped listening to the version with him on it. Because I do believe in supporting Muramasa because I think they're an amazing group. But I don't believe in ASAP or his music anymore. I just can't be a part of that. I'm very sorry. So I thought my intro song to my podcast had ASAP on it. It doesn't. That's why it sounds the same. so we're good. But yeah, that was shit for me too. Well, I know that no one cared because no one fucking knows this song. at least, like, no one has ever commented on that. It's all like ASAP's on this track. Why are you talking shit about him? It's only me that's saying that because I think it's quite hypocritical of me to talk shit about him and then I use his music in my intro. You know what I mean? Kind of stupid. Yeah, other than that, yeah, so I basically just went off on Insta and, you know, I know people that were my friends or, like, are basically my friends that went and they haven't commented on it so far, but I bet they think a little bit differently now. On a different note, I am so over studying to the point that I just want to sleep all the time and I want to go on vacation. There's been a lot to do, so that's why I've also, like, haven't been as active on the pod because I just don't have any fucking time. This is the last year before I graduate, so, and also it's voting season, y'all. Let's talk about this. Such a bad fucking segue, but this is actually what I wanted the podcast to be about because I have not been inspired in a long time. So I got in the mail my little registry, like, make sure you vote in the primaries in California, March 3rd, 2020, and, like, stuff like that. And, like, make sure you're registered to the right party because otherwise you can't, like, vote for them in the primaries and, like, and et cetera, et cetera. And that has, obviously, I've been studying the states for a while. It's politics, culture, history. Like, one of my recommendation letters and one of my essays that I'm using to get into my master's program is a paper that I got an A on about American history and, like, the history of xenophobia and that it's, like, a thing that's been there since the country was founded and stuff like that. So I'm pretty into it, bro. And today, Sis was a little triggered because we had a seminar where we were going to be opposing other people's papers. And it just came up to discussion. Like, it was one of my best friends' papers, and it was an interesting example of just, like, how it was something to do about how the U.S. like votes against themselves, which I have expressed multiple times that I think, like, the middle class, American middle class, often votes against its own interest. But then we were talking about it and it's like, who are we to say what lies in everyone's interest? Or, like, what is everyone's interest and all that stuff? And they were like, climate change is the biggest thing that we should be worried about. And I kind of was just, like, kind of triggered. I don't know if I've actually talked about this on the podcast before, but, bro, I was in Orlando for cheerleading, like, the cheerleading world championships in 2016. I had never been to a Walmart before. I went into this mall, like, this Walmart, and there was a greeter that was, like, literally 85 years old, and his name was Steve. And he's like, hi, I'm Steve. Welcome to Walmart. I broke down crying because I was like, he is literally fucking 90. Like, he's so old. Why is he working? And then it's like, oh yeah, America is shit to veterans and, like, a bunch of pension stuff, basically. And I was just like, he literally has this extra job so that, because he doesn't get enough, like, pension. So every time someone says anything about Americans voting against themselves or, like, anything about, like, but they could just care more about climate change if they wanted to and this and that, I'm like, think about Steve, okay? We got Steve out here. We need to create jobs. No, I know. It makes no sense. But I'm just very sensitive. I'm a very sensitive woman. especially when it comes to old people. Steve is my little old person. I love him so much. And I met him once at a Walmart. I don't know him, like, whatsoever. So when we were talking about this, I was like, podcast topic. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people think that, like, the States is a bunch of, like, ignorant hoes that just, like, vote against themselves all the time, and they're just dumb, and they don't know what the fuck politics is. And here's the thing, sis. The U.S. has a two-party system. So we got the Republicans, we got the Democrats, and then there's a bunch of other small parties, like the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, Independent Party, like, all these things. But they are very, very small, and they do not create a large opposition to these two big-ass parties, which makes it already kind of corrupt. So it's like, choose a side, otherwise your vote doesn't count, kind of. The U.S. has a very hard constitution to change. It's like the hardest constitution to change in the world because it is the oldest constitution in the world. I think this, like, Sweden's constitution was written literally 100 years after. So, like, you live, you learn, you know. So other democracies' constitutions tend to be easier to change. And, like, what does this have to do with it, blah, blah, blah. What it does have to do with is that Swedish people constantly talk to me about how Americans are dumb and they could do better if they just simply did this or whatever. And to me, that's kind of like saying, oh yeah, you can just be rich if you, like, try. Or, like, anyone can be rich if they want to. It's like, no, bitch. They cannot just be rich if they want to. That is not how the world works. I'm very sorry to break that to you. I can't just manifest money and, oh my god, just, I'm sorry, but everyone who believes in the law of attraction, get the fuck out. You're privileged as fuck if you think, like, if it works for you, it's probably one, because you're white. If you're not white, it's probably two, because you're already well off, or you're in a Western country, or in a well-off country, like, economically. I'm sorry that offends people, but, like, goddamn. it's just, like, you can't tell, like, some random person in, like, Myanmar, like, yeah, you can be rich if you want to, you just haven't tried hard enough. You just, like, work hard and you can succeed. It's like, sometimes it has to do with opportunities of whatever, you know what I mean? Like, everyone does not have the same opportunities. So when Swedish people are like, but yeah, the States is developed, why don't they just do this? It's like, have you been outside Orlando, sis? Have you been in, like, buttfuck nowhere, like, I don't even know, Minnesota? Which happens to be a very high Swedish population there. But it's like, there are other issues that people are going through. And also, Sweden is such a small country compared to the States. It's like, if you go 2 hours north from where I'm from, that is Los Angeles. Los Angeles has 10 million people living in it. Sweden is as big as California. And it has 10 million people living in it. So it's like, imagine the difference. I'm just fed up with people from very small European countries saying that, like, oh, socialism is so easy. Or, like, focusing on climate change is just, like, so easy. Because we don't have the same ethical questions in Sweden. It's not like we're saying, like, me and my friends are like, are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? Are you pro-guns or are you anti-guns? Do you think rich people should be taxed? I mean, that's a thing. But we don't have billionaires because there's socialism, you know? Like, Sweden does not have that. So there was really no argument, because no matter what party you vote for here, it's kind of like the same tax rate, more or less. It's just like, it's always going to be a social democracy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making any fucking sense. Moral of the story, Swedish people be out here like, Americans are dumb as fuck, and then they don't think about, hey, our country's really small. We have a completely different constitution. We don't have the same cultural barriers, and we don't have the same diversity. Yeah, man. So I just think, bro, before you fucking judge my country, like, I am really good at talking shit about America. I am very, very good at it. I also don't completely disagree with the fact that Americans vote against their own interests, because I've said it several times. But I'm also Democrat, so me saying that people vote against their own interests is just, like, dumb, because I'm just like, oh, you're voting Republican, you're voting against your own interests. It's like, no, they're voting against my interests. It's like, my priorities aren't the same as someone else's priorities. I grew up in a home where my parents were like, no matter what you do, we'll support you. You always have a home to come home to, and, like, you don't have to work, you don't have to pay rent in our house, and, like, stuff like that. And that's just not the same. And I think that's the same for a lot of kids that I grew up with in prosperous families or middle-class families in Sweden, that their parents would never, like, imagine throwing them out because they're a waste of money, or, like, they can't afford to have them or stuff like that. And I just think there's other dimensions in the States, such as work. So, like, maybe people vote for Trump because they were like, we need work opportunities. They don't really vote for Trump because they're like, yes, climate change is going to kill us all. I think this is the most important thing for me right now in this very moment. Even though I can't feed my kids or my dogs or my mom or my siblings or this and that. Like, everyone goes through different stuff. And I've never had to deal with that. So I find it kind of like I can't tell people how to vote, you know. But obviously, like, I feel the way I feel. I am pro-choice, you know. I'm anti-guns. I'm all these things. I want free healthcare for all. I want free education for all. Like, I'm voting for fucking Bernie Sanders. He is my grandfather, sis. I love him. I want him to adopt me. Same feeling about Obama. I've educated myself on Hillary, and I'm like, eh. I kind of was like, why did I like her? But, or like, I understand why people didn't vote for her with, like, affirmative action and, like, three strikes, you're out, and all these, like, racist things and the drugs, or war on drugs and stuff like that. Which they have later apologized for, her and her husband. So I get that. But, like, Bernie is my grandfather. I love him to death. So, yeah, but I can't really tell someone who doesn't believe in the same thing. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? Even if I don't agree with them, I can't tell them that their right to vote or, like, the thing they want to vote for is invalid or horrible, or that's just my opinion. But, like, I've grown a lot, as you can see. If this was, like, 3 months ago, I would have been like, fuck, all these bitches are fucking idiots. I don't know what to do with myself. I hate these people so much. And then I would go for a run and, like, cry about it later. But I'm like, everyone has their own, like, opinions, and, like, everyone's on a different wavelength, bro. Really proud of myself. Everyone should really be proud of me. And I know my friends are like, go you. Oh my god, I've never seen you this zen in my entire life. But yeah, bro, I think there's just some things that are just very toxic in, or, like, very typical for US culture. Like, one is, like, the whole go, go, go mentality. It's like, you have to work until you fucking see the bones, like, coming out of your fucking fingertips. Like, it's like, work yourself to the bone, fucking, like, provide for your family, work 13 jobs. Like, it's like the hustle, the grind is glorified in a different way. So I find it quite irritating. When Swedish people be like, oh my god, like, they're so stressful. Oh my god, why can't they just vote for something that lies in the best interest? I'm like, bro, what lies in their best interest is literally, like, if they're protecting their family and if they're feeding their children, if they can go to school, if they can find work. Everything goes back to work, of, like, sustaining themselves. And usually voting preferences, like, go down in generations. This is another thing I've learned in the past few months. Wow, you know, character development. I am so understanding now. Oh my god, this whole back, like, this is just a stream of consciousness podcast, just FYI. But, like, I have made moves, sis. I am so understanding. I am fucking Mother Teresa of political opinions at this very moment in time. I even hung out with a Trump supporter for, like, I want to say a week, maybe, when I was on vacation now, like, last week. So I think I've, you know, everyone's not bad. Maybe their decisions I do not agree with and I think are very destructive to a whole entire nation. Will I tell them that they voted for the wrong thing and that they're horrible people? Absolutely not. I don't find that as very lovely, and I would not like if anyone said that to me. But yeah, bro, so, like, I feel like with this person that I hung out with, along with, like, my relatives and, like, certain other people, it's like voting preference goes down in kind of, like, through the family in the States. Like, if your dad is a Trump supporter, like, you'll probably be a Trump supporter. And, like, their parents were, like, Republicans, and even before that, like, maybe not Trump supporter, but, like, Republicans, you get what I mean. So in Sweden, we have more parties to choose from. I don't think my parents have told me once what they have chosen, because they've said, like, explicitly, like, I don't want to influence your decisions. And I was like, okay, lol, like, what? I want help. And they were like, no. And I was like, fine, I guess I'll have to do my own fucking research. Which is kind of annoying, but also kind of like, thank you, you know, for not pushing shit on me. But that's another thing that Swedish people do not fucking understand. There are other issues. And I have family that are, like, their dad voted Republican, and then their grandfather voted Republican, and Republicanism was very different. The party was very different, like, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. So they just vote out of habit, you know what I mean? And they can't be bothered to change the party that they're registered for and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, my grandfather was very progressive. He has always been very progressive, even though he is a veteran. He's a beautiful, lovely man. I could talk about women's rights with him, about, you know, Trump politics. We watched CNN together. It was very cute. So that's just, it goes to say how much, like, it spreads within the family. I think, like, my uncle is a Trump supporter. I still love him. He's a beautiful man. He's so nice. He's my favorite uncle. And he agrees with me on a lot of stuff. But, like, he's still Republican. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's just been a lot of things going on where I have been extremely triggered. Mainly about this and mainly about the ASAP thing. Yeah, bro. Voting time is on our asses. And people are asking me what I'm voting for. I will vote for Bernie, but to be honest, I have not looked in at anybody else because I don't care. But I enjoy Bernie, and I love him, and he's the man I'm voting for. So if you're an American and you're listening to this, listen to my other podcasts about certain issues, and you will understand why I am voting for the bird, apart from him being a beautiful, nice man. Yeah, I just think it's the best man. I just think it's funny how, like, every time you talk to someone, they're like, I don't have a problem. First, they say a bunch of bullshit about the states and about Americans and how dumb people are. And then when you talk about it a little bit, they're like, oh, I love American people. I've always had good experiences with Americans. You guys are so nice. But I hate the government or something. And it's like, but you just shit on me for I don't even know how many minutes. And then the population for I don't know how many minutes. And then you say, oh, I love American people, but I hate the government. It's like, choose. Are you Gucci with me? Or are you not Gucci with me? You know what I'm saying? Like, with this, I also wish that people would tell me, it's like, can you separate the artist from the music or not? Like, it's like, people are like, oh, I stopped listening to Kanye because he's a Trump supporter. But then as soon as ASAP Rocky's a racist, then it's like, but I love him. He's so beautiful. I want to marry him. He's the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. It's like, bro, be consistent. If it's anything you've ever learned from me, young child, it is to be consistent with your fucking opinions. Because, dude, when I was growing up, I flip-flopped all the time. I'm a Libra moon. I'm a Taurus sun, I'm a Libra moon, and I'm a Cancer ascendant. So Libras are notorious for being indecisive and just wanting to keep harmony and, like, making everyone happy. So that, my good friends, made me in the middle of every single conflict trying to solve everybody else's problems. And also whenever someone would be like, Lena, do you like tea? Like, Lena, do you like horror movies? And I'd be like, no, I don't really like horror movies. And they'd be like, really? I love horror movies. I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I really like horror movies too. Like, I don't even know why I said that. Like, fake as fuck. You can't be like a Pia Kua bitch. Like, you can't be PC, like, politically correct all the time. Be like, yeah, like, racism is horrible and this and that. But then you're like, I think ASAP Rocky is the hottest thing to walk this earth. And also, I love his music. And I don't even care that he low-key hates black people. And that he thinks he's OJ Simpson. I actually just love him. And I don't think you should. You should be able to separate the artists from the craft. It's like, make it make sense, bitch. Make it makes sense. If you're gonna be racist, at least, you know, be a race. This sounds so bad, I'm so tired, but you understand what I mean. If you want to be a PC bitch, you gotta be a PC bitch, even if that means stop listening to your favorite artist. If you don't want to be that, then don't. But then don't act like fucking, you know, holy Teresa, Mother Teresa. Don't be like, oh my god, like, the Black Lives Matter movement is beautiful. I love it. It's so amazing. And the All Lives Matter shit is so dumb. Then you can't just be like, oh yeah, but I love him though. It's fine. Yeah, sorry for my rant, but, like, I've been watching a lot of bullshit online. And I needed to talk about all of it. I've also watched a bunch of, if you have not been on the Jubilee YouTube channel and watched Spectrum series, the Middle Ground series, the like one lie, what is it called? Liar. It's like when there is six people, but one's a liar and you have to figure out who it is in the box and then they win money and stuff like that. I recently watched one, me and my friends from my gender studies were triggered by one where it was like, we took an incel into a room, like an involuntary celibate, and people could ask him anything or whatever. And they were like, do you hate women? Why would you like to have a girlfriend? Like all these things. And his name was Derek. Derek appeared in a Middle Ground episode where it's like feminist versus men's rights activists or something like that. And every single person that was a man, that was a man, men's right activist, including Derek, the incel. I'm sorry, bitch, but I'm not. I'm trying to understand everyone here. I can even understand why people vote Republican, but I cannot understand incels. It's like, bruh, you're just making yourself more unattractive to women by saying that you're an incel. But go off, sis. But yeah, then it was like, I think that it was like something about the rights of women to like vote and shit. And he was like, yeah, I think women are like children and they have to be protected. And ew, you just compared women to children. You just said that. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Okay, I'm getting triggered all over again. I need to take a deep breath. We're gonna do some ASMR. Derek is a little baby bitch ass who hates women, except for his mom, despite her birthing him out of her vagina and feeding him and clothing him his entire life. He decides that women are not superior or equal to men whatsoever and need protection. Okay, I feel way better. Yeah, Derek's a little baby bitch. I don't like Derek. You're welcome. I am now an ASMR artist. Also, that was not auto-tuned. I know it's really hard to believe. I have a beautiful singing voice. No, dude, I don't know what it is. If you're triggered by something on the internet, fucking send it to me and I will have opinions. Like, I just do this all the time. But yeah, I think I'll have to like end the podcast somehow. I know that nothing was like segued smoothly in any way, shape, or form. I might have to put music in between it just to make it like sectioned so it's not confusing. But yeah, I'm in a better mood. Like, I'm, for everyone thinking I'm like fucking depressed or something, like, I'm fine. It was really hard at first. Now I'm okay. We're thriving. And I have my next therapy session, like, what is it? On the 16th. So it's gonna be popping. And I'm going to live my best life. Maybe I'll start an ASMR channel. I'm just kidding. But yeah, if honestly, I kind of want to have like a segment on the podcast where someone just sends me a really triggering video and I react to it, or like a triggering meme or a post or something. That would be hilarious because I think I'm just mean. I'm not mean. I think I'm entertaining when I'm triggered. I think people can attest to that. But thank you for listening. Hopefully, you know, we don't have to come to this again where I have zero time to do anything and I never make a podcast for 2 months. Thanks for coming back, bitches. Thank you for supporting me. And remember who you're supporting. If you find me horrible, if you can't separate the art from the artist, I'm just kidding. I guess don't watch me. Feel free to leave reflections, feedback, your own triggered opinions in my DMs. And I'll see you next time I decide to upload a fucking podcast of Zone. Bye, bitch.